Mara had just been saying the is that we were discussing why when the Kohen Gadol had the two goats outside, why would a person be chayv shchutichut for shechna carbon outside? Because since the both seirim had the potential, we said hoyo, they were able to be used for the shchute for the sayer nas bechutz, which is another way of saying the carbon musaf. Even though they were initially designated for the shnei seirim of the hagrala, they had the potential to become, to be used for the musaf. That was enough for Chista to say you're chayv on both of them, because it was hoyo, this potential existed. The Gemara asks now, Umi Islay the Rav Chista Hoyel. Is Rav Chista hold of this concept of Hoyel of since you could have said something else, you're going to be chayv. The Hamar Rav Chista, doesn't Rav Chista say as follows? Pesach se shachtu b'chutz. If someone shechted a car in Pesach outside, b'sharimos hashana, the rest of the year, he shechted Pesach. If it was done with shmo for the purpose of Pesach, he's potter, because today, you know, on Tesh Shvat today, it's not Rory to Pesach. You can't bring a car in Pesach today. So you shech to Pesach today, it's not going to be chayv, because one of the criteria for being over the Isser of Shechut Echutz, it has to be something that's Rory to go into the base of Migdash. Pesach is not Rory. So that's why if you shech to Pesach today, you're potter. But let's say it's Shalolishmo. You shechted it not for the sake of Pesach, which we've learned, which means you've shechted it for the sake of a Shlamim. And Pesach has that unique ability to switch into a regular Shlamim. So if you've done Shalolishmo, you're Chayv. So that's Rav Chista's statement. Again, a Pesach the rest of the year, are you Chayv Shchutichutz? It depends if you're doing it Lishmo or not Lishmo. If you're doing it Lishmo for the Pesach, you're Pater, because today is not Roy for Pesach. If you do it Shalol Lishmo, you're chayv, because Shalol Lishmo means you're doing it for Shlomim, and of course Shlomim is relevant for today. So Gemara's Medayik can ask us as follows. Taima de Shalol Lishmo, only because if he were to shecht it Shalol Lishmo, which would mean he shechted it for Shlomim, would be chayv shchut echutz. Hastama, let's say he didn't have anything in mind. He didn't do it Lishmo, he didn't do it Shalol Lishmo. Hastama, but just stam das, Lishmohu upater. We just assume it's going to be Lishmo. The animal stands for its initial intentions, which was Lishmo. And he'd be Pater. So the Gemara asks, why is he Pater? Lema ho'il v'roi shalo Lishmo b'finim. Rav Chista Shiv said, since this animal, which although it initially designated for Pesach, since it's roi if you were to do it shalo Lishmo, so you should say as follows. He shechted the animal stam. He didn't have anything in mind. So say, since it's roi for shalo Lishmo, for the shlamim inside, he should be chayv, just like the case of the seirim, which was roi to be used for the karbon musaf. So we see this is stira within the opinion of Rav Chista. So answers the Gemara, Hachi Hasha, Hasam there, Bayakiro, Halo Bayakiro. When it comes to the karbon pesach case, you have to be okay. You have to uproot the karbon pesach to have it used for the carbon shlamim. It wasn't a natural progression. One's a Pesach, one's a shlamim. They're completely different carbonos. The carbon Pesach is different than a carbon shlamim. So you have to be okay the same carbon Pesach to use it for shlamim. So just having stam das will not ultimately translate into a carbon shlamim. However, when it comes to our case of the seirim, the two goats, and the karbon musaf, they're both called a chata. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi makes it very clear. Rashi says, Ba'i akira. The Pesach shlamim case requires an akira. Eino roi bifnim l'shlamim. It's not roi, the Pesach's not roi for shlamim. Ela im kain, unless, akir shem Pesach mimenu v'shchitasa. Unless while he shechs it, he uproots the shem Pesach from it. Therefore, it's not going to be accepted inside unless he's okay, unless he uproots it. So we can't say it's a natural transition from a Pesach to Shlamim. However, the next Rashi says, the case of the Shnei Seirim, Hai Lo Ba Yakira, the two goats don't require an Akira to uproot the shame. Even though you bought the two goats for the purpose of Lashem and not for the purpose of the Karban Musaf, nonetheless, Zechat is Zechat. They both have the same category of Karbanos, namely Echatas, and the Shneim Shavim Bishmosim. For that reason, although you weren't Oker the same Sayir Lashem into a Sayir of the Musaf, it's a natural transition because they both have the same Chatas. And that's the difference. So it's not a steer within the opinion of Rav Chista. And the Gemara goes on and says, Rabba Bar Simi Masni Lahu. He had the whole discussion we just had about Rav Chista. He taught the whole thing, but b'shem b'dirabba, in the name of Rabba. The kashle d'rabba d'rabba, and then he had a kasha of Rabba and Rabba. Instead of Rav Chista to Rav Chista, he had a kasha of Rabba to Rabba. Again, the same back and forth, but different names. U'mishane kidashinan, and he answered up the way we just answered up. That there's a difference when you require Akira versus when you do not require an Akira. Mark continues now in the same discussion about shechting a Pesach on the rest of the year if it's subject to Isser of Shechut Echutz. So there's another opinion now. The Gemara says, Ki Aser Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach sheshachtu b'chutz, b'shari Moses Hashanah. You shech the Pesach outside the rest of the year. Bein l'shmo, bein shlo l'shmo pater. He argues you're pater in all under all circumstances. Whether you shechted it for the shame of a Pesach, and even if you shechted it for the purpose of a shlomim, he says you're pater. So Gemara explains, so Amar Rav Dimi, Amrisa l'shmaisa kamei d'Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rav Dimi said over this halach, which he heard in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. So he says, Bishma l'shmo, I understand if you shech the Pesach for l'shmo, for the purpose of a Pesach, you're pater from Shchut Echutz, says the Gemara, the halachazile, because today on Teshuvah, it's not roi for the Pesach, so that's why you're pater. It has to be roi l'ol moed. Ela l'shalo l'shmo, if you shech it not for the shame of Pesach, but for the shame of shlomim, Amai, why are you pater? Hachazi, shalol l'shmo b'fnim. Shalol l'shmo, again, which is another, just a phrase, a way of saying shlomim. The shlomim is roi. Today, on Erev Shabbos, Teshuvah, it is roi for the shlomim. So why, when you shech the Pesach, shalol l'shmo, are you pater from Shechut Echutz? So Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Li, Rabbi Yirmiya said to me, Akira Shechutz, lav shmei Akira. You need, to be a good Akira, from a Pesach to a shlomim, the Akira has to be an Akira that takes place inside. If I were to take the Karban Pesach and bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash and shecht it inside for the shame of Shlomim, that would be an Akira, switching it from a Pesach to a Shlomim. But to do an Akira outside, that doesn't work. It's ineffective doing an Akira. You required Akira, and you attempted to do an Akira by saying, I'm shechting it Shalal Shema. But since it was in the context of outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Akira does not work for whatever reason. Why not? So I think Rashi explains. Rashi in Dibra Maskil Akiras Chutz says, Akira's shame b'shchitas chutz, lo shma akira. If you attempt to uproot the chalos shame of a carbon outside, it doesn't work. He doesn't explain actually why. Okay, he doesn't explain why. But for whatever reason, that is, akira b'chutz is not effective. Gemara now quotes a different opinion on this issue. Ki asar rabin, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach sheshachtu b'chutz b'shayim Moshe Hashanah. In the same case, you shech the Pesach outside the rest of the year, any day. Bein l'shmo, bein shlo l'shmo, chayiv in this case. Whether you do it for the shame of Pesach or whether you do it for the shame of Shlomim, you're chayiv in both instances. And Rashi explains one line, he says, why are you chayiv in both instances? Chayiv alav, he says, mishum ho'yel v'roi shlo l'shmo b'fnim. The concept of ho'yel. Since, even though I shechted l'shem Pesach, since it has the ability to, even though it's not going to be, but since that potential had existed, the ability to switch the Pesach to a shlomim, and the shlomim is roi inside the Beis HaMikdash, for that reason you're chayiv on a Pesach outside, even if it's done for the purpose of Pesach. So we have right now three different opinions, again, the halachas of shechting Pesach outside on the rest of the year. Either chayiv, whether it's l'shmo, shalol l'shmo, either pater, whether it's l'shmo or shalol l'shmo, or your chayiv, shalol l'shmo, your pater, l'shmo. Those are the three opinions. So the Gemara asks, v'afilu l'shmo? I don't understand. Even if you shech the Pesach for the purpose, l'shmo, for the purpose of Pesach itself, on today, on Teshuvah, you're still going to be chayiv shechut echutz? Doesn't make any sense. V'hatnan, the Mishnah teaches us as follows. M'chusr zman, bein begufo, bein bibailim. If you have the halach of a m'chusr zman, something that's lacking in time, whether it's lacking in time in the guf of the carbon, or whether it's lacking in time in terms of the baal. So what does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain as follows. So the Gemara kind of pauses. How do you define mechusar zman of the guf? How do you define a mechusar zman of the baal? So the Gemara goes on to explain from the Mishnah as follows. V'ezu chuser zman bebalim. What's the definition of a baal missing, lacking zman? Hazav v'azavar v'yoledes b'mitzara. And these individuals who are tamei were simply waiting for time. They have to wait for the days to run out until they're tamei. But they jump the gun, and hikri, the Gemara continues, shekrivu chatasam vashamam, they're makiv the chatas that they're supposed to bring in a few days from now. Or they're makiv the ashram that they're supposed to bring in a few days from now. They jump the gun. Those are considered a mechuser zman, because they're missing time in terms of their own guf, in terms of their own personal tumah v'tahara. So again, if they're makriv the chatasim v'ashamam, says the Mishnah, in the quoted in the Gemara, b'chut, if they shech them outside p'turin, they are pater. However, the Mishnah explains, olo sein v'shalmein b'chutz chayavim. But if they shech, if they makriv their ola and their shalmim outside, they actually chayav. So what's the difference here? So if you look at Rashi Shekrivo explains as follows. Lifnazman Khatasa and Lifnazman, let's read with Rashi Dibra Maskam, sorry. Shekrivo Lifnazman Mechatasan Vashamam Bachutz Pturim. If you were to bring your Khatas or your Ashim early before they themselves are tower, you're pater from Shkutichutz. She'ain miskablin bifnim lo lachov lo lindava. If they bring brought they shech the Khatas and the Ashim, that Khatas is useless. There's nothing you could do with it inside anymore. You can't bring the chatas or the asham for their own personal obligations because the time's not ready. They're still tamei. Ul nedava, to just offer it as a stam nedava on the mizbeach, just as a donation, that doesn't work either. She'ain chatas v'asham bal nedava. The rule is, for whatever reason, you can't bring a chatas and asham as a nedava. Therefore, if you shech, if such a person, a zav, for example, shechs a chatas asham early, it's not chayev and shchut echutz because it's not roy at all in the mizbeach, in the base of Mikdash. Now you jump to the next Rashi. If you bring the oloseim v'shalmeim chayavim, if he however shechs an ola and a shlamim before he's tameh, it works. You're chayev and shchut echutz because in such a case it is roy l'al moed. How is it roy? Explains Rashi. She'ola v'shlamim ba'im nidava. An ola and a shalom both can be brought as a donation, as a nedava to the base of Mikdash. So it's roy for that purpose, since it has some use in the base of Mikdash. When shechted outside, even though it's mechuser zman, the guy's not tahor yet, you're going to be chayv on shchut echatz. So Gemara continues. This whole mission is supposed to be brought as a kasha. We haven't gotten to the kasha yet. Gemara continues now and says, Vamar Rav Chilkia comments on this Mishnah, Bar Tuvi, in the name, son of Tuvi. Lo shanu ella l'shmo. This is only true that there's a distinction between a asham and a chatas versus a ola and shamim when you shech the karbanos l'shmo for the purpose, the shame that they're meant to be. Aval shelo l'shmo chayev. If you ever shechted it, shelo l'shmo. So then it's going to be good. So what does that mean, shelo l'shmo? You shechted the chatas or an asham, shelo l'shmo. I shechted it. I wanted the chatas to be used as an ola. I wanted the chatas to be used as a shlamim. That works. You're allowed to make a change the status of something. The first mission in Zvachim, for those who've learned it. That if I shech the chatas, shelo l'shmo, it's a good, the cheft itself is a good carbon. I could bring it on the mizbech. I'm just not yotzei my own personal chiyuv. So, but what comes out from this discussion, though, says the Gemara, miha, sorry, lishmo, back in the Gemara, shelo lishmo miha pater. So if you shech the chatas or the shlomim for the purpose of itself, lishmo, you're pater. Amai, neima hol v'ruin shelo lishmo bifnim. So again, I shech the chatas early. Azov shechs the chatas early. He shechs it lishmo, he's pater, from shchut echatz. Why? Because we said before that it's not roy, you can't bring the chatas inside for anything. Chatas can't be used as an adava. So the Gemara asks, you should say, the shmo is chayv shchut echatz, since you could have done shelo lishmo and you would have been, it would have been roy, So even when doing Shlishmo itself, you should be chayv as well. And that's the kash in the previous discussion, because we just had this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which said, you shech the Pesach Sharimos Hashana, like a day today, you shech the Pesach Lishmo for the purpose of Pesach. He held that you're still chayv when it's Lishmo. For the shame of Pesach, you're chayv. Why? Today's Teshvat, not Roy for the Pesach. The Gemara said above, since it's Roy Shalol Lishmo, even I didn't do it Lishmo, but it's Roy Shalol Lishmo, I could have done Shalol Lishmo, I'm chayv in Shvut Dechutz. The Gemara says here also, you should have said, Vashechti Rechatas Lishmo, I should be chayv Shvut Dechutz, since I could have done it Shalol Lishmo. So why are we not saying that? This mission is a kasha on what we said above in the name of Rabbi Yochanan.
As a shlamim.
There's a three-way machlokas. Again, you came right late, but the three-way machlokas, the loch of shechting a Pesach outside. So one opinion says, whether you shechted lishmo or shalol lishmo, you're pater. The last opinion we're doing now is that whether it's lishmo or shalol lishmo, you're chayv, and one of them split between the two. So it's in mind the Amar that lishmo, even lishmo chayv, even lishem Pesach, I'm chayv, but why? The Pesach's not roy for today. So why chayv? Again, we said before, since it's roy, I could have done shalol lishmo of the Pesach, which would have been a shlamim, I'm chayv even when I just simply do lishmo. But this Mishnah seems to say we don't apply that hoel. We don't say when you do lishmo, you should be chayv because you could have done shalol lishmo. I know, a little bit confusing, some fond memories of the Mil Pesach when we did some of this stuff. So the Gemara explains as follows, Hachi Hashta, now this is the distinction. Hasam there by Akira. So there, when it comes to changing a chatas to a shlamim, or a chatas to an ola, you require an akira. You have to be okay. You have to uproot the shem chatas into a shlamim. There's not a natural transition. But hacha, when it comes to our case of a Pesach, Bishari Mos Hashana, says the Gemara, shlamim ninu. A Pesach falls in the category of shlamim. Pesach is a type of shlamim. It's more of a natural transition. So for that reason, even though I shechted the Pesach, l'shem Pesach, the Shem Pesach, it's still considered a type of Shlamim, so we can view that potential of it being used also, Shalol Lishmo, also for the purpose of Shlamim. And again, therefore, since there's a natural transition from a Pesach to Shlamim, because again, a Pesach is a kind of Shlamim, we could view that potential, as opposed to a Chatas in an Ola, or a Chatas in a Shlamim, are not similar in categories, and you would require a Akira. And the Gemara says, and finishes off this statement, Upliga de Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvia. And this argues in Rav Chilkia, because above we had said that Rav Chilkia held that, no, even going from a Pesach to a Shlamim, I skipped, I guess I did. Rav Ashi, okay, there you go. Rav Ashi, Masni Chayiv. Rav Ashi held that you're actually Chayiv Kidamrinan. You're Chayiv,
he's not concerned about the Akira, because he'll say Cholio.
Yeah, he agrees with the last statement that even Pesach Lishmo, the rest of the year, you're chayiv because of Hoel. He thinks the Pesach and Shlamim are under the same rubric. The Rav Yirmiya midifti masni pater. He held your pater Lishmo. Why? Kesavar Pesach bishari mos hashana by Akira. And you require an Akira. Pesach is not a natural transition to Shlamim. You have to be ochre the Shem Pesach. And to be okay, Akira's chutz, like we said above, Akira's chutz lav shmei Akira. And you cannot uproot a Pesach to Shlamim outside. The only time an Akira is effective is in the Beis HaMikdash. Out of the Beis HaMikdash, for some unknown reason, at least unknown to us, Akira outside does not work. And it turns out, it says, the Gemara Pliga, the Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvia. So interesting machlokas comes out from this. Machlokas Amaroim is Pesach. I get the way I understand that. I'm sure it could be understood in different ways. But the simple understanding, I think, is whether Pesach is a type of Shlamim or not. The Rav Chilkia held that Pesach is a type of Shlamim, and therefore there's a natural transition from Pesach to Shlamim. You don't have to have an Akira. But the opinion of Rav Yirmiya Midifti is that no, Pesach and Shlamim are two different categories. To change a Pesach into a Shlamim, that would require an Akira. It's not a natural transition. And since it requires an Akira, and Akira outside is ineffective, we don't say shechting a Pesach l'shmo b'shari mos hashana is going to be chayv shchut echatz. Okay, that was a bit challenging, but we made it through. Baruch Hashem. Gemara continues down and says, Amar Mar quotes from a statement we said above. Gemara is going to discuss for a little bit now more about Shchut Eichutz. It's interesting to note that the halachas of Shchut Eichutz, these psukim, are found also in Parsha Achrimos in the context of Yom HaKippurim, right after Yom HaKippurim, but in this very same Parsha. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Mishahigril alen chayev al shem v'alpater al shel azazel. So Gemara said before, we saw yesterday, that once you do the hagrala on the two goats, so if you shech the lashem outside, you're chayev shchutei chutz, because of course the lashem is roi l'ol moed, and roi l'ol moed is one of the necessary criteria of the to be over shchutei chutz. And if you do it, and your pater on the lazazel, the one that you already designated through the hagrala as lazazel, which is supposed to be sent off the cliff, and if you were to shecht it outside, your pater, because it's not roi l'ol moed. Gemara brings a brisa, a taras kohanim as follows, Tana Rabbanan. Ish ish, this is a quoting from the pasuk, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, someone from a Jew, in other words, asha yishchat shor o chesef o eiz b'machne, he shechts an animal, a carbon that is, in machne, outside the base of Mikdash, o asha yishchat michutz l'machne, or even further out, the pesach o moi lo heviu, he lakivu carbon l'ashem, and he does not bring it into the o moid where the carbon is supposed to go. So such a person, the pasuk continues, we don't have it in the Gemara here, the pasuk continues to say, the next pasuk gather, that he gets a chiv in his sarkaris for shechting these animals. So this pasuk gives a number of requirements to be over the shchut echutz. So Gemara analyzes this pasuk as follows. E carbon, if the pasuk simply said a carbon, the pasuk says carbon lashem. That's a carbon lashem, you're over shchut echutz. If the pasuk simply said a carbon, e carbon, shemei ani, I would have thought, what's a carbon? Afilu kadshe bedek habayis shenikru carbon. Even bedek habayis is something that is that if you're makdish an animal, let's say, for kedushas damim versus kedushas mizbech. That's the two basic categories. I can be makdish an animal that's going to be roi mizbech. I can be makdish an animal where it has value, the value has kedusha, and that value will eventually be redeemed to be used for the upkeep or maintenance of the base of mikdash. So a bedek habayis is an animal that is a baal mum. I can't be makriv a baal mum. So if I makdish a baal mum, that becomes bedek habayis. So if the pasuk simply said carbon, I would have thought even bedek habayis, an animal, let's say an animal that was missing a leg, which is a baal mum, I makdish it, which is now a bedek habayis animal, and I, let's say, shecht it outside, you might think I'm high for shechting a bedek habayis outside, because even a bedek habayis is called a carbon. How do you see bedek habayis called a carbon? Again, it's not used as a carbon. You can never use it as a carbon, but for the pasuk, as we'll see in a moment, calls it a carbon. So, top line again, e carbon, if the pasuk simply said carbon, not carbon lashem, but it just said carbon alone, shemei ani, I would think, afilu kadshe bedek habayis, shenikru carbon, kinin shenam nemar, the pasuk says, v'nikrav es carbon hashem, this pasuk is, I found somewhere in Sefer Bamidbar, we see in the context this is talking about a bedek habayis, we call it a carbon. So I would think even a bedek habayis, you would be chayiv for shchut echutz. Tamilomar vel pesach ol moed lohaviu. And it says, the pasuk finishes off that we just read in the previous amud, that you did not bring the carbon to the ol moed. Implication being is, kol haroi le pesach ol moed chayiv olav b'chutz. Kol she'en haroi le pesach ol moed ein chayiv olav b'chutz. So the second criteria number one is it has to be called a carbon. Now carbon is an animal that is either kedushas mizbech, which actually goes in mizbech, or kedushas bedek habayis, which is an animal that has kedusha but doesn't go in mizbech. So that's the first criteria. It has to be called a carbon. The second criteria, which knocks out bedek habayis, is that it has to be something that's el pesach ol moed. It has to be roi to pesach ol moed. So that knocks off bedek habayis, because bedek habayis is not roi for ol moed. Only an actual carbon, a kedushas mizbech, is roi. So that's the criteria. Then the Gemara says, Otsi Elu, right, I should have finished reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, Otsu Elu, She'ein Ru'yin L'Pesach Ol Moed, to exclude these cases, in other words, the case of Kedushas Bedek Habayis, which is not Roy, for the Pesach Ol Moed. V'lo Otsi Paras Chatas V'Sar Mishalech, She'roy L'Vo El Pesach Ol Moed. But I will not exclude the Paras Chatas. Now, Paras Chatas is very strange. Paras Chatas is not, you know, look at Rashi. V'lo Otsi Paras Chatas. Rashi writes, Lo Garcino, that's not supposed to be part of the Girsa. Shafi ain't a Ru'i Lavol Almoid. You're not bringing the Paraduma. Paras Chatas is the Paraduma. You don't bring that to the Almoid. You don't bring that into the base of Mikdash. So he takes it out of the Girsa. Hold your finger on the Rashi. And back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Velo Otsi Paras Chatas Visar Mishalech Shiroi Lavol El Pesach Almoid. I won't exclude the Sayer that goes into the Mishalech, which gets sent off the cliff, that should be subject, should also be subject to the carbon shchudichut. Why? So you go back to the Rashi now, Ela velo otzi sar mishalech, I will not exclude, meaning I will include the sar mishalech in the iser of shchudichut. Why, says Rashi? You're supposed to bring it in because you bring the Sar Mishalech into the Beis HaMikdash when you do the Hagrola and when you do the Vidoy. So it is meant to be. So you would think that it is does qualify. It's called the carbon. We'll accept that right now. It's called the carbon. And it's also Roy L'Olmoid. So L'Chor, you should be chai for shechting a Sar Mishalech outside in Shechut Dechutz. Even though we just said before that shudechutz, the sari lazazel, is not chayv shudechutz, you're potter once you do the hagrala. So the Gemara says as follows. Tamalomer Lashem. The pasuk says not carbon, it says carbon Lashem. Lashem is a third criteria. It has to be something that's Lashem. Mishem yuchadim Lashem, yatsu elu she'ein yuchadim Lashem. It has to be something that's exclusive to Hashem, to the exclusion of Sir Mishalech, which is not. Because you're not bringing it Lashem, you're bringing it, you're sending it off the cliff, Lazazel, whatever exactly that means. So it comes from this Brisa, this Torah's Karanim, as follows. There are three criteria needed to violate the Isser of Shudechutz. Number one, it has to be called a carbon. Number two, it has to be something that's Roy, Lepesach, Ol Moed. And number three, it has to be something Lashem. Those are the three. So Gemara asks as follows now. For Lashem, Lahotzihu, is the word Lashem really coming to exclude? We just said the word Lashem excludes the Sar Mishalech from the Isser of Karis. The Lashem really comes to exclude, but look at this Brisa. Urminu, the Gemara, the Brisa says, Yeratze lekarbon isha Lashem, elu ishim. So, the Pasuk here is talking about that you're not allowed to bring an animal when it's mechusisman. An animal has to wait 8 days before you're allowed to shecht it and bring it as a carbon. So the pasuk says again. The Gemara quotes Yiratze lekarbon isha Lashem. That's a quotation from the pasuk. Elu ishim, elu ishim. These are referring to. Look at Rashi. Elu ishim ish lashon ish fire. Shlo yitain mahen al ish al hamar shel marachem. You cannot place an animal under 8 days onto the mizbeach. Minayin shlaktishenu mechutzar mizman. How do I know I can't even be makdish an animal? Let alone being makrivit. Can't even makdish. I can't even give kedusha to an animal that is within 8 days of being born. Tamalomar, carbon Lashem. Oh, sorry, carbon. I think the word carbon alone is the one that answers it, right? By carbon, Tamalomar, carbon. Lashem, the word Lashem in that pasuk of Mechusas Man, what does the word Lashem do? Lirabo Sar Mishalech. To include even a Sar Mishalech, I cannot use a Sar Mishalech that was Mechusas Man. So if I'm getting two goats, both goats have to be 8 days or older. So we see, however, Lashem is coming to include Sar Mishalech, as opposed to before we said Lashem is coming to exclude the Sir Mishalech. So what's the difference? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hasam Minyana Dekra, Hacha Minyana Dekra. The word Lashem doesn't have any, it's not one or the other. It depends on the context. So what do you mean? Hasam over there, when it comes to the Shechut Echutz, the El Pesach, the word El Pesach comes to Lirabos include. So that means the word Lashem comes to Lahotzi, comes to exclude. Hacha, but in the case of the Mechusar Zman, the animal under 8 days, Hacha, the Isha, Lahotzi, the word Isha is coming to exclude, therefore the word Lashem comes to Lirabos. Lashem basically is affected by the context that it's in, and it doesn't have any rules across the board. That's how we get out of that. Now, Gemara goes on to discuss now the issue of the having a Sarim Shalach of Mechusar Zman, using a goat that is under 8 days for the purposes of the Sarir L'Mishalach. So Gemara asks as follows. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana, so only because the Torah included Lashem, that the Sarir Mishalach is going to be included in the Isser Mechusar Zman. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana. Hello, Rabbi, rather. If the Torah never included that part of the Isser, I would have thought that the Sir HaMishalech Kadosh B'Mechusar Zman. I can't have a Sir Lazazel that's under 8 days old. Had not been the special Gzeiras HaKasav, I would think it works. A 6-day-old goat would be good for Sir Lazazel. The Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. V'ha ein ha-gorel koveya el b'rari Lashem. The girl only works if both animals are able to be used for Lashem. So if I have a 10-day-old goat and a 6-day-old goat, well, both of them are not roi for Lashem. One of them is under 8 days old. So although it ends up turning out that the Lazazel falls out on the 6-day-old and falls out on the 10-day-old, the whole gora, the whole lot doesn't take effect. Both goats have to have the ability, the potential, to be Lashem. So I can't use a 6-day-old, even without that pasuk, that Lashem, which includes the the Sar Meshalech and the Isser of Mechusar Zman, that doesn't affect it. It wouldn't work anyways because the Grala doesn't take effect. So you don't need a special pasuk to include it in the halachas of Mechusar Zman. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hamani, who is the author of the Brais above that said you did have to include Lazazel? Hamani Hanan Hamitzri. Hanan Hamitzri, he is the author. Ditanya, what does he hold? Hanan Hamitzri Omer. Afil dam bekos mevi chaveri mevi chavero mizaviglo. So let's say you did the lot. You have two goats. You did the hagrala, and you shechted the sar lashem, and you have the blood of the sar lashem. What happens is, and you have the sar lazazel waiting. So what happens is, let's say you spill the blood of the sar lashem. So lach is so just. No, I'm sorry. If it was dumb, I think it's talking about spilling the blood, right? So no, when the Sar Mishalech dies, when the blood's in the cup and the Sar Mishalech dies, so then just bring another one, just bring another any other goat. It's okay. You don't have to do a whole new hagrala. So you see from here, you can have such a case where the sire, the goat, you have a goat that's not part of the hagrala. So, in such a case, so where you don't need to do a hagrala, so that's where you're allowed to use a sar lazazel that is less than 8 days old. That's why you need the pasuk to say, even in such a case, the pasuk Lashem tells me that even such a sar lazazel can't be under 8 days old. So again, if you're doing a natural hagrala, that's pashut, you need both animals to be above the age of 8 days. But let's say according to Hanan Hamitzri, who held, let's say I have two goats. I shechted the Sar Lashem, I have the blood. The Sar Lazazel dies, I don't have to do new hagrala, I just get any other goat. In such a case, you would think you could take a 6-day-old goat if you wanted. Comes the Pasuk Lashem, says no, even in such a case where you're not doing a hagrala, you still can't take an underaged goat. The Gemara says that's not so clear from the statement of Chanan Hamitzri.
What are you pointing? He says,
Exactly. Even though you can't partner the two animals, yeah. One's dead, one's shackled in blood, it's okay to partner them together without having to do hagrala again. Yes. Exactly. So Gemara says, what you try to infer from the statement of Chanan Hamitzri is not so clear. Gemara says, Eimar, Dishmasle Lechanan Hamitzri, all Chanan Hamitzri says is that you don't push off the dam that's waiting in the coast, that doesn't get pushed off. That dam that's just in the coast of the Lashem can be used. It's not nizchem. We don't say it's pushed away, you have to throw it out. You're allowed to use it. That's all he taught us. But hagrala mishmasna, did he ever say you don't need a hagrala for the sar lazazel? Maybe dilma maisi magra. Maybe he says take two new goats, do a hagrala, take the Sar Lazazel for the new one, and the Sar Lashem, the second one, just leave it out till Yirav Yistayif. But never did he explicitly say that you just pull any goat out. No, you need to do a Hagrala to get that new Sar Lazazel. If you need a new Hagrala, so you're not allowed to use a underage goat for the Hagrala. So we still don't. So when, again, if every Sar Lazazel is always going to come about through a Hagrala, so that tells me I can't use an underage goat. Why do you need a special pasuk Lashem to include, oh, the Sar Lazazel can't be from an underage goat? We already know every single case needs to be done through a grala. And by definition of that, you have to have an 8-day-old goat at least. Marsha, I'll tell you.
Would that be the same opinion as our Mishnah? Or is the Tanakhama our Mishnah?
So the Tanakhama, does it say when it's been shechted already? It doesn't, right? It doesn't say that. But that the animal's still alive, though. The other one's still alive. Right. Chanan Hamitzri says, even if you shecht it, and it's in the blood, you could still do that second hagrala. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the pshat is. Why do you need a special pasuk l'Hashem to include Sar Lazazel to the halachas of Mechusherzman? Because El Amar of Yosef, if Yosef says, Hamani, who is the author of the brayis above that l'Hashem includes Sar Lazazel? Mani Rabbi Shimon hi. Titania meis echad mehem. Mevi chaveiro shlo bagrala. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Here we have explicitly the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that says in a brayis, if you have the two goats and one of them dies, either one, the other one can be brought. Just take it from the goats you have in your backyard. Pull any goat out. There's no need for hagrala. So in such a case, you might think, since I'm not doing hagrala, there's no potential that this goat I'm getting is going to be Lashem. The Lashem is already established. I'm just getting a goat for Lazazel, and it's not going to be used as a carbon. I could use any age. I could use a six-day-old goat if I wanted. Comes the Pasuk Lashem and says, no, Lashem includes even a Sir Lazazel in such a case has to be at least 8 days old, whatever the reason might be, but it's based on this Gzeres HaKasuf. That's why you need the Gzeres HaKasuf again for the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ravina suggests a different reason why you need to include Sir Lazazel as part of the Isser or the Halachas of Mechusar Zman. Ravina says, Amar, Kigon Shehumam V'chilulu Al Acher. Humam means became a Balmum. You have the two Shnei Seirim, and then you did the Hagrala. After the Hagrala, the Mishaleach gets a Balmum. It scrapes itself in a way. Its ear gets cut off. Whatever the Balmum is, something happens to it. It's now disqualified. So what do you do? So then you could Chillo Alachar. You could be Mechal, the Kedusha of the Sar Lazazel, onto another animal. You don't have to do another Hagrala. Just transfer the Kedusha over. So in such a case, I might think, since I'm not doing a Hagrala, I'm deciding which animal is going to be the Sar Lazazel. I could use any aged goat I wanted. Kamash Milan, Lashem tells me that no, even in such an instance, you cannot use a goat under the age of 8 days. Gemara says, Umunat Temra, the Pasal Be Mumam. How do you know? Whoever said that Lazazel is going to be disqualified from a Mum? The Lazazel is going to get thrown off the cliff. So why do you have to have the halachas of a Mumim applied to a Lazazel? The Gemara quotes as follows: Ditanya. The pasuk says, "V'isha lo titnu mehem." So where's the whole pasuk here? I read the whole pasuk. The pasuk in the beginning of Emor discusses all the various bali mum. The pasuk says, "Averes, someone who's blind, or shaver, broken leg, or charet, or yabelas, or garav, or yalefes, all different types of bali mumim." The Gemara and Bechoros discuss these at length. Lo sakrivu eila lashem. You can't be makriv such animals. V'isha lo sitnu mehem al mizbeach l'Hashem. And the isha, the fire, you can't put on the mizbeach. So what does it mean, v'isha lo sitnu mehem, says the Gemara? Elu hachalavim. Even the fats of such animals you cannot put on the mizbeach. Ein li ala kulon. I only know that you can't put all the fats or all the animals on it. Miktsasan minayin. How do I know I can't put part of them up? Tamalomer mehem. Even some of them I can't put up. Right, that's what you're referring to. Exactly. Even some of these, even a kazayas of such an animal, of a balmum, I can't be makriv either. Mizbeach zuzrikas damim. I can't even take the blood from the balmum. I can't do that either. That's also a violation. Lashem lirabos sayer hamishalech. The word Lashem in this context says even a sayer mishalech is subject to the iser of balmum. So this is the source that a sayer mishalech is subject to the halachas of mumim. Okay. The Gemara wants to know now, just overall, summarizing the din of Sir Mishalech, we have as follows. We have three halachas about the Sari Mishalech. We just learned from this Amud. One is Sari Mishalech is not included in Shechut Eichutz. Halacha two is it is included in the halachas of Mechusar Zman. You can't bring it underage. And the third halacha we learned is that it is subject to the halachas of Bali Mumim. So we see Sir Mishalech is a quite an interesting category. It has certain dinim that's similar to a carbon, but certain halachas is not similar to a carbon. It's similar in that Baal Mum and Mechusar Zman apply, but it's not similar in that Shehud Eichutz does not apply. So the Gemara says the last few lines as follows: V'yitzrich l'michta Mechusar Zman. You have to teach me the lachas Mechusar. V'yitzrich l'michta Baal Mum. V'yitzrich l'michta Mechusar Zman. You have to teach both the lachas. Why couldn't we say we see already that Sir Mishalech has the lachas Mechusar Zman. So Mimele, it has the halachas of Baal Mum. Why does the pasuk have to explicitly tell me? Not explicitly, but why do we need a drasha to include it in Baal Mum? And the same, let's say we had that halacha applies to Baal Mum. Why do you have to have a separate pasuk which teaches me Mechusar Zman? They seem to go hand in hand. The Gemara says, no, you need to teach me both. You cannot have deduced one from the other. If it just simply taught me the lachas of Mechuz Rizman, applies to the, sorry, Lashem, Sir Lazazel, rather, Mishim de Lomat Zmanam, because the time hasn't yet reached for the animal, about Bamum, the mother's mana aim alo. But the Bamum, it was overage. It was a 1-year-old goat. It just happened to have Bamum. It's completely different halachas. You can't learn one from the next. Vi kasarachman of Bamum, if it simply had the halachas of a Bamum, Mishum de Maz, the Bamum is disgusting to bring a Bamum as a Sari Lazazel even. About Mechuzah's man, the Lomaz, but something that's lacking time. There's no inherent thing, anything inherently disgusting about the animal. It just happens to be a little young. The Dilamas, aim alo. I would think it wouldn't be subject to the halachas of Mechuz Zman, Tzricha, therefore you need a drasha to include a Sirin Mishalech even to the halachas of Baal Mum. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.